put two football fields end in, you start to get a sense of the scale of the Arctica, the world's largest nuclear icebreaker. Now, Russia already has more icebreakers than any other country. In fact, more icebreakers than all other countries combined, which made NPR's Mary Louise Kelly begin to wonder, what do they need to build a new one? She traveled to St. Petersburg, the one in Russia, not Florida, to find out and to witness the Arctica slip into water for the very first time.
They've just let a big crowd through the gates, and we're all walking down the dock toward the water here. You can just glimpse, I'm just seeing a first sight of this enormous ship, bright blue, royal blue, I guess I would say, royal blue hull with the Russian flag right on the front and the double-headed eagle of Imperial Russia. Powered by two nuclear reactors, the Arctica can punch through ice 13 feet deep. She's state-owned, but not a military ship, designed to clear shipping lanes for commercial vessels and help Russia exploit oil and gas off its northern coast. Serious priorities for Moscow. They're rolling back some of the giant cranes, moving them back away from the ship now. Circles of dock workers all around me, men standing in circles smoking. They tell me, we built this ship with our hands. It's a proud day. Here's one of them, Vladimir Ivanov. He's been building ships here since 1968. And he was so enjoying the day that he made my colleague and me an offer.
Because it's $1,500 and you can go to the North Pole now.
You'll take me.
Let's go.
You can hear the laughter, also the pride in Ivanov's voice when he describes the Arctica. Same with everyone we met on the docks. Up on the VIP platform, we talked with former Prime Minister Sergei Kiryenko, now head of Russia's Nuclear Energy Agency. He told me, I can show this ship to my son and tell him, I contributed to this. Asia is developing fast, Kiryenko said. And if ships can cut through the Arctic, they can get from Asia to Europe in a week. Russia stands to profit hugely as previously frozen waters melt. And that helps explain why, when its economy is in crisis, Russia is prepared to spend upwards of $1 billion on a supersized icebreaker. Here we go, the ribbon cutting. The champagne pops, two guys carrying blowtorches appear and commence burning through steel beams, all that's holding the Arctica out of the water. So many sparks flying, they've just caused a fire on the dock. Little one. Here we go, here she goes. An enormous ship flying down the dock on a huge ramp into the water. In the water, thousands of balloons, red, white, blue, being released into the air. And just like that, the Arctica floated off, symbol of Russia's ambitions in the Arctic and on the global stage. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, St. Petersburg, Russia.